Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 27 for Friday, August 19th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Friday morning, with weakness in the Canadian dollar behind some of the early strength. Canola is up $2 to $3, the November contract up $2.50 at $471 per ton. After rising above the 78 U.S. cent mark yesterday, the Canadian currency is down by nearly two-thirds of a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart this morning. That softer currency helps underpin the already very wide crush margins and keeps canola looking attractively priced to export customers. Ideas that adverse weather in recent weeks had cut into canola production were also supportive, with traders adjusting positions ahead of next week's StatsCan crop production report. On the other side, losses in the Chicago soy complex did put some pressure on canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while wheat and corn are both steady to a bit higher. Soybeans down 4 to 11 cents, the November contract down 11 at 10.03 per bushel. Chart-based selling was a feature once again as soybean prices backed away from nearby resistance. Relatively benign weather forecasts across the Midwest were also bearish, as the soybean crop continues to develop nicely. Good export demand on the other side provided support, but end users have no real reason to bid up the market right now, given the looming harvest. For corn, prices are up 1 to 2 cents, the September contract up 2 at $3.34 per bushel. Corn does remain stuck in a rather narrow range as traders try to get a better feel of the size of this year's crop. Good export demand was supportive, although the favorable U.S. crop conditions tempered the upside. Wheat, it's up 1 to 3 cents. The September contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.30 per bushel. The production issues in France and Germany continue to provide some support, although expectations for an increase in Russian exports this year kept the lid on values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, August 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.